This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for the return here on RNIB Connect Radio of a regular roundup of some of the great RNIB Connect Voices opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in. And joining me this time is Amrit Dhaliwal, who is just coming up to the end of her internship with our research and insight team here at the RNIB. Hello, Amrit. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Toby. I'm fine, thank you.
Before we come to, I think, just one RNIB Connect Voices opportunity, I wanted to find out a bit more about your internship with our research and insight team. Amrit, what made you want to apply for the internship?
Yes, so Toby, this will be my first ever paid employment opportunity. I'm a research assistant on the See It Differently work placement with the RNIB. And I'm working within the voice of a customer team. The reason that I wanted to do it is because I have been volunteering for the past 5-6 years within the RNIB and other sight loss charities. And I really wanted to use the skills and knowledge that I had gained in my volunteering within a paid role. And so I applied for this role because I think it's a lovely way to ease yourself back into work, to get confidence, to learn new skills, to gain knowledge in the role that you're doing or the area of work that you would like to go into, and be able to do that with the support of your manager and the wider team. What's been fantastic is that because it is with the RNIB, I haven't had to worry about workplace adjustments. So, for example, they've given me a work computer that has JAWS screen reader on it, and I'm getting training on how to use that. And I've also had support coming into the RNIB office on a few occasions. I work from home, but a few times I've been required to come into the office.
Amrit, what would you say have been the main things that you have learnt from this internship, which is obviously a paid employment internship here at the RNIB, that you might be able to take further in your career journey, whether that might just be evidence on your CV or experience that you'll be able to talk about when attending interviews and such like?
Oh, it has benefited me so much. From the moment I was told that I was successful in getting the role, my confidence boosted because I've obviously been turned down for roles in the past. So it felt fantastic, you know, to be told that, yes, you've succeeded and you've got the job. So that was, you know, instant boost to my confidence. I would say that the JAWS training that I've had is really essential because the feedback that I would get from jobs that I've applied for in the past is that I didn't have the skills that I needed to use Microsoft Word, to be able to join team meetings, write documents, attach them to emails. So I've been able to do that, and I'm really amazed how quickly I've been able to learn those skills. And being in paid employment is very different from volunteering. You realise that you have to work to a deadline, that you have to get tasks done within a certain period of time, which was challenging for me at the beginning, but I've got much better now. The fact that you are answering to a manager and building the skill of working collaboratively on tasks with other team members, and just gaining so much insight into my role as a research assistant and learning more about colleagues' roles and shadowing the work that they do has been really fascinating.
So you would say that an internship like the one that you've been doing is a great opportunity for other blind and partially sighted people who might be looking at starting out or getting back into employment?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I would recommend it because, you know, especially if you're someone that may have recently lost your sight, you know, your confidence goes. And I think this is a really brilliant way of getting back into work and, you know, building your confidence again, that you are able to do a job with sight loss. And I think it's really important to be able to do that with the support behind you, which you would 100% get with doing this placement with the RNIB.
Well, let's now talk about that great RNIB Connect Voices opportunity, which is all about research into robotic guide dogs.
Yes, so we've been approached with a research opportunity for anyone that would like to get involved. The student that has approached us is called Maya. She's in her final year at the University of Edinburgh. And her research project is that she would like to develop a robotic guide dog system, which is really interesting. And she wants to understand how a robotic guide dog may enhance the lives of blind and partially sighted people when it comes to mobility and gaining more independence. In order to develop this system, she would like to learn a few things from participants. And that is firstly, that if you are a guide dog owner, how does that help you in your mobility, independence, and getting around? You know, where do you go with your guide dog? Secondly, if you're not a guide dog owner, how you manage your mobility and getting out and about? And thirdly, if you did have a robotic guide dog, how would that enhance your independence on a daily basis? The research consists of a 30-minute interview, and that can be done online, over the phone, or face-to-face if you live in and around the Edinburgh area. And in early March, there may be an opportunity to test out the system if you live in and around Edinburgh, but that is optional. So anyone that's interested in getting involved in this research can contact Maya on 07306 616 993.
That all sounds really interesting. And to find out more about the latest research and involvement opportunities, you can join the online Connect Voices group, where we will post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research here at the RNIB. And all you have to do if you are on Facebook is to search for RNIB Connect Voices, or you can always email involvement@rnib.org.uk if you have any questions or any queries. Well, thank you very much indeed, Amrit, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, telling me all about your internship here at the RNIB, and for sharing what sounds like a great Connect Voices opportunity too.
Thank you, Toby. You're welcome.